Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Aureon, Human Resources and More for businesses and nonprofits. AUREON.com. Remax Concepts, real estate professionals with offices in the Des Moines Metro, Nevada, and Cedar Rapids. RealEstateConcepts.net.
Welcome back to the Friday edition of the Business News Hour. With me in studio is, of course, Jeff Pitts from City View Magazine. He happens to be, ladies and gentlemen, the managing editor of City View. What's new at City View, Jeff? You just got through with the big party.
We did.
The best of.
That's right. The magazine's out today.
Yeah.
The best of the best in Des Moines.
There you go. Well, what?
Ask me anything. We had 260 categories. I wrote it. I can remember most of them, probably.
I don't want to know the best of. I just want to know, so are they changing some more things up in City View? Are they adding some stuff?
We added the Business Journal to City View.
Yeah, that's what
right.
I understand.
Yes, sir. This is, so we're moving this the Business Journal. Some people in the northwest suburbs
Well, it was Grimes and Johnston.
Johnston, Waukee, West Des Moines.
Right.
And they were getting
Urbandale. Right. They were getting this in their mailbox.
Yep.
So now you've made it part of City View.
That's right. Which increases the circulation substantially.
I got to see if I can get my gig back.
Yeah.
Yeah. So right for the business portion of the.
It's a good addition to City View, I think. You know, we didn't have that sort of thing in there. And, I think this issue is like 156 pages or something.
It's big.
It's a big magazine.
Yeah. All right. So, because you are the managing editor and because you know everything about everything that's going on in the city, because you do work at City View.
And that's the only reason I know anything.
What do you got going on? What's on tap? What are we doing tonight?
Okay. You got a kilt handy?
No. But I do know somebody that has a kilt.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Where do you buy a kilt?
I have no idea. The
Amazon
kilt shop.
Right. Yeah,
the Amazon, right. That's where you buy everything, right?
They have a kilt shop in Des Moines?
I don't think so.
All right, the Celtic Music Association presents Eileen Ivers. Is she the Jimi Hendrix of the violin?
Could be.
As some have said, find out for yourself as the Irish fiddler in the Celtic Music Association visits Hoyt Sherman tonight.
Tonight. Get your...
Tonight.
What do they call it? Get your... they dance a lot.
I don't know. Do they?
Yeah, you know the river dancers guys? You know, whatever. The jiggers. Yeah, I don't know. All right. For you Irish people, head on out there. Well, you know, it's becoming pretty soon. It's St. Patrick's Day.
That's right.
So this is kind of... Yeah, this is kind of like a lead-in.
Are you a big St. Pat's Day
no.
guy?
No.
No, me neither.
No. I forget to wear green...
You get pinched. They still do that?
I don't know. I think.
I feel like that's something they would take out of the schools now.
Yeah, me too. Hashtag me too.
You know, in my day, I was telling my wife this the other day, and some people didn't believe me. On your birthday, they would take you up to the front of class, and however old you were, that's how many spankings you got.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
I think someone would get arrested for that.
Yes,
nowadays.
that would be a no-go. I told you about the time, study hall, 7th or 8th grade. You know, Mr. Peterson. I'll never forget it. Mr. Peterson said, is there any? He's an old guy. Man.
Yeah.
He'd been around a long time. He was a science teacher, I think, and also the study hall monitor. And there was
double
like,
duty.
Yeah, there was like 30 of us, 40 of us in the study hall. Like the last day of class, he goes, is there anybody in here I hadn't paddled yet? And guess who raised his hand?
Michael Libby.
Right. And guess who got paddled? Three swats, man. The whole study hall came out into the hall to watch.
Did they?
Oh, yeah, they loved it.
You actually got paddled?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yes. That was the last time I volunteered for anything.
Time's changing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Emo Night in L.A. is tonight at Woolies. Emo Night LA, a name synonymous with great music, community, and way too much fun, is coming to Des Moines.
Emo Night.
They pushed the boundaries of what a party, a concert, a musical event, or whatever you call this, is supposed to be.
So where's Parker? Parker could weigh in on this.
Parker's probably there.
He's probably sleeping right now is what he's doing.
No, Parker couldn't make it tonight, but he's probably going. I don't know. But
all right. That's at Woolies.
Woolies, East Village, tonight. Now, I've been trying to get a handle on how we should do sports because there's a bunch of stuff going on this weekend. So I'm just going to list it all right
now.
There you
go. Yeah.
We got the Wild tonight and Saturday. The Wolves Monday. That's basketball.
Right.
Drake men's basketball Saturday.
See.
Iowa State men and women Saturday.
Basketball.
Basketball. And then the Bucks tonight and tomorrow.
Huh. So a hockey game tonight and tomorrow at both downtown of the Well and over here at the Madhouse on Hickman.
Yep.
And yeah. Friday, Saturday. Okay. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are sports minded, yeah, lots of stuff.
Stuff, lots of options. All right. This weekend.
Mm-hmm.
That there's an RV, Clark.
Oh, yeah?
We talked a little bit about this last week. The original RV show, this started Thursday, and is going through
Sunday.
Sunday,
yeah. It's the RV show?
More than 350 RVs. Free parking.
At the?
Event center.
Oh, it's at the event center?
Or at the fairgrounds.
Fairgrounds, yeah. Sorry. Yeah, I was going to say.
I was thinking it was.
Because there ain't nothing free down at the event center. Nothing. Ain't nothing free.
Nothing.
That's right, right. You want to park? You give us $8. You park here, $8.
Yeah, so I don't know. RV show.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, I think it would be cool to have an RV.
I'd love it.
Yeah.
I would love it.
You know what would be cooler, though, than an RV?
Hmm.
Like a flying 25, cape. No, that'd be cool. 25, maybe 30-foot sailboat.
Ooh.
That's moored down in the Florida Keys.
You still call it a sailboat?
Yeah.
It's moored.
Well, yeah. I mean, it would be moored, but you can take it out.
Okay.
You know, and then yeah, that would be, and you
Keys.
Could live on it, man.
Right. You know, it would be even cooler as an RV in
with
the
a sail?
Florida Keys.
Oh, yeah. That'd be cool.
Yeah. Floating RV. Barge.
Barge. The RV show, ladies and gentlemen, through Sunday out at the State Fairgrounds.
And at the event center, this is what I was thinking, is the Home and Garden Show.
Oh, that?
Which we also touched
really,
on.
Yeah, we touched on that. Yeah.
Also started Thursday, which is why we talked about it last week. But then, so
goes
not free
Sunday.
Parking.
Not, no, there ain't nothing free down at the Well. Ain't now you want to park here, you pay us $8. Or maybe it's 10 now. I don't know.
I have no idea. Doesn't say what parking runs, but.
Oh, yeah, it's.
400 exhibitors.
Yeah, that's a bunch. And I think they sell tickets to that, too.
Yeah.
So,
oh, yeah.
So now you got the parking, you also got the tickets.
You're scaring people away.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying. Just, go look at RVs. It's free parking.
Home and garden. Are you going to plant a garden this year?
Every year.
What do you plant?
We plant tomatoes, and we plant squash, and we plant hot peppers, and we plant herbs.
All legal.
Yeah.
Okay.
All legal. Still, anyway, I don't know. The legislature's in session right now. All that could change. Good Lord.
What's your favorite crop that you grow with your own thumb?
I like the little cherry tomatoes.
Hmm?
Yeah, little cherry tomatoes.
Yeah.
They're sweet. They're good.
They're good. Okay. Let's see here. Susan Collins. Without you, the world goes on.
Susan Collins? What'd
no,
you say?
Colas. I don't know.
Colas.
Colas. Colas.
I don't know.
There's no N. So it's like Collins without an N.
We need Parkers, eh?
No, this isn't music. This is art. The Des Moines Arts Center.
Well, there you go.
A rickety old stepladder. A drop cloth. Both are splattered with paint. At first glance, this exhibit appears to be a nearly empty room that is under construction. But upon closer inspection, the attentive visitor discovers a whole lot more.
Oh.
Those splattered paint drops aren't as they appear.
Oh, really?
The workman's drop cloth isn't what you originally thought.
Oh, Susan.
Surprises abound within the ordinary object.
See,
Colas's commentary regarding time, materials, labor, and value.
Those people are brilliant.
New exhibit. On the,
all right. Like it.
Yeah.
Art Center.
That's some good hype right there.
It is some good hype.
Makes me want to go over there right now.
You should. When is this going on?
See a construction
right.
room remodeled. This started last week or so, runs through May.
Yeah, I think they have free parking.
I'm sure they do. In fact, I think it's free to get in. I don't want to swear to it.
So, look, you can go to the Home and Garden Show. Spend a lot of money. Or you can go look at a room in, under construction, right?
With diamonds.
With diamond. Diamonds.
Yeah. Yeah, that wasn't in there. But yeah, the splatter paint. That's, yeah. There's diamonds, I think, or something. There's diamonds involved.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should go.
Maybe do a remote.
Yeah. Sit on the ladder.
Next week. Gur-rah-rah, gur-rah-rah, gur-rah-rah-rah. Uh-huh. Take down. Take two.
Huh?
Take down. Take two.
Two.
Starting Thursday, Iowa State Wrestling Tournament.
Is that already?
Tournament time. Yep.
Oh, my.
Which means, boy, did they just do the districts last week?
You know what else happened? Wait a minute. Did it happen already? The farm show? Wait.
The what? Yeah, the farm show. We did that a couple weeks ago.
Is it already over? I missed it?
Yeah. I told you about it.
I know. I'm just too busy.
It's during the week. That's
yeah, I know. It was Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Mm-hmm.
That's what made me think of the wrestling thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this starts Thursday, although the state dual meet is the night before Wednesday, or the day before.
Wrestling downtown at the well.
Also, not free parking.
No free parking.
In fact, if you could avoid downtown.
Well, all those people come from all over the place to downtown, you know, and they go, what? $6 for a hot dog?
I don't blame them. I say the same thing.
Me too.
I say it quite like that, but it's tough. I mean, it'll be a good time. Good luck to the wrestlers and
wrestling.
I'm sure after weigh-ins, they'll be more than happy to pay any price necessary to take down that hot dog. All right. Also next week, the King's Singers at Stevens Auditorium in Ames. The King's Singers were founded in 1968 by six choral scholars who had recently graduated from King's College, Cambridge. Their vocal lineup was led by Chance, two counter tenors, a tenor, two baritones, and a bass. And the group has never wavered from this formation since.
Okay, so the Kings.
It's their 50th anniversary.
These guys are getting old.
Yeah, I guess so.
Wow. Wait, they started in 1968.
Well, I think it's one of those things where they revolve.
It's like an
all-star.
Got it.
Anyway, they've won Grammys, they've won Emmys, they've...
won everything.
They got the resume. I'm not going to roll through it, but yeah, it should be good.
The King's Choir?
King's Choir.
All right.
And that's Thursday. That's Valentine's Day.
Oh, it is, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know? No, I don't. Do you know that Valentine's Day on Thursday, there's a big deal in Windsor Heights at the Sherwood Forest Events Center.
What are they doing?
There's music and dinner. Mama Lacona's going to do, I think it's like 30 bucks a couple, you know, and they've got, they've got music and all kinds of, it's date night.
Date night. What's that like?
Valentine, I don't know.
What's your favorite Halloween candy?
Oh. Well, it's my favorite candy anyway, Twix.
Twix, huh?
Yeah.
That is an underrated, kind of under-the-radar good one.
Yeah.
Would you rather have chocolates, candy, flowers, or cash?
Cash.
You did not hesitate.
No, man. I'm a poor man, you know? So, yeah, give me the cash. Give me the cash, yeah.
I asked some people that for City View, and pretty much everyone agrees cash is the route.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
That's what they say. But I don't know.
Understand, yeah.
Okay, and then Valentine's Day at Noche also. All week they're doing Valentine's jazz stuff. At Noche. Should be good.
Good stuff.
The premier home for jazz and cabaret.
Oh, there you go. Noche. Yep.
That's it. That's a
great wrap. Great people at Noche. Yeah. Great people. I think parking is free. If you're there after 9 o'clock at night, I'm just saying, you know,
should be free. I think that you stop paying for parking downtown at 6.
Is it? No, yeah, really?
Unless they changed it, which they might have.
Now they're parking on weekends, you know, they get you too.
Even over there?
Oh, yeah. Ain't nothing free in this world, brother. Ain't nothing free. All right. That's a wrap, ladies and gentlemen. Jeff Pitts, managing editor for City View Magazine. Oh, yes, you can hear them in the background. Isn't that lovely? All right, for all of us associated with Insight on Business, the NewsHour, Chap Ramsey is in charge of our production coordination, and Aaron Libby's in charge of sales and marketing, the voice of The Business News Hour is none other than Hunter Pease and the music you're listening to.
Something.
I know, gotta go. Yeah, your stomach's growling, right? The music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Jeff, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good day.